Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra. With host, Miss Shannon.
Yes, thank you for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Miss Shannon. Always excited when Cassandra and Carla come in because they give me great information. So hopefully you feel the same as you are sitting at home or listening in your car, wherever you are. We appreciate you being part of the show. Right off the bat, I want to make sure that I remind everybody the securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Hello, hello, and good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Happy holidays
thank
as we
you.
Move into this. This part of the season.
Yes.
So as you are getting your financial presence in order this holiday season, so what are the kind of things that you, as a professional financial advisor, what are the things you look at? Because we covered some of that last episode of what things should start to look at. But personally, what's your, as you're going into this time
of year? Well, this is a good time of year to have a set in time to take some time to, well, part of it's family and the wonderful experience of the joy of the season, right? For all religions and all people. It doesn't matter what faith you have. So it's a good time. January 1st is right around the corner. So it's a good deadline, and I've done this for years, to evaluate a lot of things in my life, goals, things that I want to look at and achieve for the next year.
Right.
Some of those goals in my mind are short term. Some are more midterm, between maybe 1 to 5 years, and some are more long term goals.
Right.
And there's different categories of goals. Of course, we focus on the financial goal setting, and we're going to talk about that today. I'm excited. Like my husband Kevin is here today, but he made a comment. And I, you know, not to toot my own horn because I don't like to do that, right? None of us like to do that, but that I've really have done goal setting for so many years that I'm very good at it,
right?
Very good at achieving or working on goal setting and then helping to achieve that. So I'm just going to share with you today, right? Shannon and I are going to share today of some of those skill sets and some ideas and thoughts about maybe what to think about for some financial goals for this next year. And of course, you can take these same concepts and relate them to family goals. I always say spiritual goals, financial goals, whatever other goals, health goals. Health goals are great goals too. That, and they all kind of overlap each other.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes it is a matter of you get this particular goal in place, but there are other things that it can have a domino effect, you know, in a positive or a negative. So being able to say, well, you know, acknowledging that certain things in your life are going to be intertwined and going, well, that, you know, if I get this taken care of, my physical health might be better or my mental health might be better because maybe this is causing some sort of stressor.
Right.
So I think it's wonderful that we're going to help people just figure out how to do that. Because sometimes maybe setting goals, like you put it in a, you know, you frame it in your brain as something that, again, it's restrictive. And so much of what you do, Carla, is going, no, it's not necessarily restrictive to do these things. It's just how's the process? You know, it's the way that we think about the process that makes you go, well, it's negative. I don't want to bother to do it.
or that could never I could never achieve that.
Right.
So often we think about our goals and we think, okay, that is so far out there that I, and maybe we self-sabotage ourselves in some of our thought process too.
Yes.
That, oh, I could never achieve that. Or, but so the idea of goal setting is just to open up your thoughts, open up a little bit, even a crack your door a little bit to start thinking about what if you could achieve.
Right.
And you know, the thing with goal setting on anything, and we've all experienced this with our health, with our finances, with our families, maybe with spiritual goals, to that it's not easy.
Right.
This is not an easy process. It's a doable process. It's something that will help us become someone that we've never achieved been before, really.
Right.
So when we achieve a goal, when we strive for a goal, we have to make sure it stretches us as a person.
Right.
Because if you set a goal, I think this is a great example. Okay. So some people, they think and this is an example of what a goal is or what a goal isn't, right? Mm-hmm. So they might say, well, okay, well, I want to buy a new car.
Yes.
Right? Well, if you've bought a new car before, it's really not a goal.
Right.
Right. It's mm-hmm. not a goal in the sense of the word that it stretches your vision and your mentality and all of that. So a goal is something you've never achieved before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be a special car that you've never bought before. So that could be a goal.
Or I'm going to pay for it in cash.
I'll pay for it in cash. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've never done that. Now, if you've done it before, may not be a goal. It's something you write down on paper and you want to do, but a goal is specifically something that you've never achieved before.
And for me personally, when I was reimagining the way that I do my goal setting, I had to really reframe the language that even my internal narrator says. So mm-hmm. instead of going, oh, I can't do something, it's I haven't done that yet.
Right.
You know, like I could do it, I just haven't. Mm-hmm. And so just so many things in my life, I had to go, I will achieve it. I can achieve it. And just get to that little piece of acknowledging that it was something that I could do. Just because I hadn't done it before doesn't mean that I can't. Yeah. You know, right.
And you know, you did a good job shifting mm-hmm. mentally there with the words, because the words that we plug into our head is what we start to believe.
Right.
Right. And we have to really catch ourselves on that. Mm-hmm. So when you say I can mm-hmm. or Look at the difference between I can, right? Mm-hmm. I can have, let's say, 3 to 6 months of income in my savings.
Right. Right.
That's a great goal. If you haven't achieved that, that's a great goal. And it could be savings or it could be a mutual fund that's liquid as well.
Yes.
So I have accessible. I have 3 to 6 months of income set aside for the just in case, right?
Right.
So that's a great goal. The other way of looking at it is say, I will. So when you say mm-hmm. I will, those words dictate a future process.
Right.
So goal setting is really critical to have it today.
Mm-hmm.
Like think about in the present tense today, because our mind only works. We can only fool our mind in the present tense.
Okay.
We have to use present tense words.
Right.
So if we say I will, that doesn't kick in. Nothing kicks in. Nothing that there's really hardly any value to saying I will.
Right.
Because our minds don't know what that means.
Okay.
Like, will? What mm-hmm. does will mean? What does right. the future mean?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we really have to catch ourselves, like you had said, I can, I am,
mm-hmm.
I am is a great way to start off any kind of goals. I am. So it's in the present tense. I am financially, maybe I am retired by this date with mm-hmm. this amount. And we'll get into a little bit more of what the clarity means in goal setting too. But the words are so critical. How we say it to ourselves, how we write it down in the present tense is just critical. It's key to goal setting.
And we want to remind people that this is a great time to just get on the calendar with ClearStep. If you could use some advice, if you can use somebody to help you go and walk you through the process of walking through these goals and how do you look at these things, it's a great time to just go, okay, I'm going to go ahead and contact ClearStep right now and just get on their calendar for what happens after mm-hmm. the new year.
Mm-hmm. And we even have some appointments between now and at the end of the year, because we know finance is important, mm-hmm. Goal setting and retirement planning and all of those things are important. Or we can get you on after January 1st, the new year. So you can go to our website, which is clearstepfinancial.com, and let us know that you're from My Talk, and mm-hmm. we'll set up a time with you. Make sure you put down your email, your name, and your phone number there so we can get a hold of you. Or you can call.
Yes.
I like to, whenever I get on a website, I always look for the phone number. Can I call? Because I don't like to be caught in websites anywhere.
Right.
So mm-hmm. the number is 651-600-0855.
And I do love that there are a variety of people, like you can talk to you and Cassandra and go, hey, you know, I heard you on My Talk. Because it is, sometimes you're like, okay, I want someone that's familiar to help me unwind all of these things. And so this is a good way to go, no, you're going to talk to your friends, and your friends are going to give you some really good advice on how you can do this. Right. And because mm-hmm. it does feel, when you first start peeling back those layers, mm-hmm. a lot of people feel very exposed, and they're just concerned mm-hmm. that they did something wrong, or they have to admit that they made some financial misstep someplace. And so maybe they're coming at things from a position of, of lack, or coming at things from a position of shame
or uncertainty.
Right.
Or not sure. And you know, we all have those feelings. They're just like goal setting, mm-hmm. our financial journey, there's nothing perfect. There's no perfect journey out there, right? We're going to make mistakes. We're going to go this way. We're going to zig and zag. We're going to have life situations come up in our lives, our families, and that affect our finances, right?
Right.
So we have to, it's how we deal with that, though, is the key, right? How we respond to that, how we work through that, how we communicate. And those are, and that's why goal setting is so important, because it really helps us to get through those.
Right.
And to stick with things that we really want in our life and process through. You know, we're also, just like you had said, Shannon, we have educational, we focus on education, educating and teaching about money and finance. And that's why we do the radio show, to help educate and teach about these concepts and goals. But we are going to have webinars.
Right.
We'll launch them, in January. Mm-hmm. We'll launch the dates and the times and the webinars that we'll have. But we offer those to people. You can virtually get on the webinars and we will have a nice lineup here.
Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Carla from our Financial Health and Wealth Advisor, the president of ClearStep Financial. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
We, very excited, actually. And I love the way that you're framing this when we're talking about goal setting, because the process is an empowering process. Mm-hmm. It's something where you can enjoy being able to sit down and not looking at it like it's a chore, mm-hmm. to be able to sit there. Like, I love that we get to brighten people's lives by going, here's what you can achieve,
right,
if you sit down and you set your mm-hmm. mind to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we live our life in process. Most of our life is in process, right? The goals that we achieve them for that moment, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. We can celebrate, and it's always right. good to do some celebrating there on the goals. But enjoy the process, enjoy life's journey, mm-hmm. Because then what happens is, number one, more good things are attracted to you.
Right.
You know, we are energy.
Right.
And so when we bring out that energy in us, that positiveness, we get attracted. It's like we're like magnets. We are magnets. It's
right.
not even like. We mm-hmm. are magnets. Our energy magnetizes what we exude, what we put out there.
Right.
So it's so important to enjoy life, enjoy the ups and downs of life, enjoy, and it's hard sometimes. It's not easy. These
Absolutely.
Are not easy things. We have to shift sometimes. I always tell people, well, do what you can to shift.
Yes, because shifting is, and I love that terminology, and I use that in my lexicon as well, that you have to go, I acknowledge this, I feel it, mm-hmm. I go, okay, I understand. But then you have, how do you shift back to I processed it, and, you know, giving yourself time to mourn, to grieve, to whatever that is, but to also enjoy, as you said, mm-hmm. certain things mm-hmm. and go, now what's the next mm-hmm. thing? And
right.
it doesn't mean that you aren't grateful for the good things you have in your life. You can still do both and go, mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for everything that I have and what I achieve, but here's what I'm working on next.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
a wonderful feeling. It's
it
very
is.
Freeing.
And
mm-hmm.
as we talk about goal setting today, I would recommend get a piece of paper and pencil mm-hmm. and just write some things down. So there was a study done back many years ago, and the study was that how many people have achieved their financial goals, right?
Right.
Whatever they are. At this time, one of the goals was reaching income of over 100,000, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So about 3% of the population at that time, and this is, again, years ago, achieved that goal, right? And then the study showed, well, how many people actually wrote down their goals? It was 3%.
Right.
So mm-hmm. to help increase your opportunity to achieve the goal, whatever it is. So an example of a goal might be an income goal.
Mm-hmm.
It should be something that maybe you've never achieved before, right? So if you're currently making $100,000 and your goal is to make $100,000, gosh darn it, that's not a goal.
Right.
Because it won't motivate you. There's no emotion or motivation behind that. But if you're making $100,000 and your goal is to make $150,000 or $200,000, stretch it high enough to get excited but you can't know how to achieve it. There's a pathway that will kick in mm-hmm. as you get more serious about your goal. It will become clear to you, the path. So the only thing you have to be clear about is the destination, what you want to achieve, whether it's income, whether it's savings, whether it's your retirement pot of money goal that you want.
Right.
And some of these goals are in the distance. Some of them are you know, close. You know, I always recommend short term within 1 year, midterm 1 to 5 years, and then 5 years plus, which would be more of a long term goal out there.
Right.
So,
and I think it's also good to remind people, you don't have to do them in any particular order. Like for me, I'm like, my 2025 goal came to me first. And I'm like, okay, well, that's goal set. We'll write that down and put that all over my house. It's like, you know, I have notes all over my house.
I love it, yeah.
Right. Because I'm like, it was important to me to be able to see it in my handwriting. Mm-hmm. So that my brain would go, no, you set that goal. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, don't print it. Like, I could have made myself a little pretty certificate. Right. Yeah. I was like, no, I literally got out my kids' construction paper and my Sharpie markers and wrote it down.
Where
I'm like, your brain, you know, and everybody has their little tricks. Like, maybe you only need it in one place in your house. I'm like, I need this in five places. Here are the five places I need to put this. Because that's the way I'm going to get to that goal. And then once I did that, then I was able to go back and go, well, what's your goal for now?
Right. But that's a good point. So sometimes you're, and maybe it's just one goal. Gosh darn it. You know, this is the only goal I have.
Right.
And that's great. You don't have to have multiple goals. That's a good point. Just you could have one goal.
Yeah.
I want to achieve this savings goal or whatever it is. And that is my goal. I look at it like in, where I'm at, I wouldn't put my goal because I don't want people to see it.
Right.
So we were talking about this.
Yes.
It's so important to share your goals with people that are going to support you. And maybe that's no one.
Right.
You know, maybe you just write it in a book every morning in the present tense. You get a little goal book and it's on the side of your bed there. You sit down, you write it, and then you visualize it and you put some energy into it and you do that every day.
Right. And it's just me and my kiddo. So I'm like, I can, and the cat. Yeah. And so the kiddo's on my side, the cat's on my side in our house. So I'm like, they're not going to walk and go, what are you doing? You know, kind of thing. They're like, okay.
I love it.
Or like, if you're married. She's got a thing. If you're married, if your spouse is on your side, cool. Yeah. If they're not, don't tell them.
Right,
don't worry about it. If they're just going to, you know, they're like, you're not ever going to fit in those jeans. Don't tell me what I'm not going to do. Right. Kind of thing. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, but the, so there's a couple keys, right, to goal setting. And I would encourage you, this is for everyone out there, maybe get a book on it.
Right.
Listen to, you know, YouTube on it. And gosh, I think for years, every day I would listen to goal setting as to how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art.
Right.
It doesn't happen just like that. It's something you work on every day. You write it down. You put it in the present tense. You give it energy, positive, clear energy. And then you see the end result. And the pathway will come to you as you write it down and visualize and see it every day. But the energy, putting energy into it, getting excited about it is so critical. And if it's not too much of a stretch, you're not going to get excited about it,
right?
If it's too doable, then you're not going to put the energy into it. So we got to stretch a little bit.
Right.
And become a new person by doing that.
And giving yourself, and then giving yourself time along the journey to pat yourself on the back, I think is wonderful because it helps you go, no, you really are achieving something differently.
Right.
Instead of, we're so easy, we're wired to pick ourselves apart so quickly and not wired to go, no, here's what I've actually accomplished.
You know, I read something on that, and that's a good point. When we're born, unless we're trained to think a certain way, right, by our parents, which most people aren't, we actually start to think of the negative in life first. We're wired that way. That's a good word. We're wired. And so we have to rewire.
Yes.
We have to reprogram our computer. And the best way to do that is first thing in the morning, write it down in the present tense and just sit for a minute and just visualize and say, what if I could achieve this?
Right.
It seems such a big goal, but what if I could?
Right.
And start to really see it and visualize it and put some real good positive energy into it. Part of it, though, is to learn and to just to continue.
Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Carla, the president of ClearStep Financial. Reminding you can go to their website, clearstepfinancial.com, get all the information, contact them, get on that, let's get that callback list. Just got one more thing not to have to remember to do. Somebody else will remember it for you. So we've been talking about goal setting, and that one of the things about goal setting, like we started with some of the basics of like writing it down, using that present tense, but like allowing yourself to be very clear about the goal and something like, I think that that's something that sometimes it's more difficult for people to go, no, it needs to be a tangible goal. Like, how can you know that you've achieved it? And framing it in that way. Is that something that often, as you are encouraging people to make these goals, they go, how do you articulate it so that it's a goal?
So some people, so you want to look at the end result and some kind of deadline, right?
Right.
But I caution on deadlines because... Okay. Deadlines can be moved, right? Okay. Usually it takes longer than what we think, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Just keep pushing the deadline out. Don't feel like you've not achieved a goal just because you didn't hit the deadline.
Right. So you don't give up.
Caution on deadline. Okay. Don't give up. Keep, you know, I've got some goals that I look back. I have a goal book, right? And so I look back a few years and I think, wow, that I achieved, but that I didn't.
Right.
And that's okay. Because maybe that goal wasn't as important to me as the other goal, right?
Right.
So it's important to maybe just start with one. Mm-hmm. One, and really focus on that. Put your energy into that. So some goals might be, and again, you've got to just maybe spend some time. Maybe draw some pictures. Some people are very visual, right? So you write down the words, or what if I could achieve this? So let's say an income goal or a savings, a retirement savings goal, right?
Yes.
Maybe some people haven't reached $1 million in savings yet. So.
Right.
And maybe you're far away, maybe you're not. But hopefully if you're close, then you want to stretch that a little bit more because you're real close to that. That doesn't get you excited. So maybe it's a $2 million goal. Maybe it's a $5 million goal, whatever it is. But start writing it down. And like you said, what happens is our mind first goes to, well, I don't know if I can achieve that.
Right.
Right? We start to self-sabotage ourselves right away. But say to yourself, shift a little bit and say, well, what if I could? It's kind of like that little engine that could. I think I can.
Right.
And start to open up the door a little bit. Start to write down some things. What if I could? Draw some pictures. How would this look? Spend some time on the details. This is a good time of year to maybe spend a little bit of time, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever, sit down in the morning and just think about what if this happened, or what about this financial goal? Or again, you can talk about other parts of your life as a goal too, but I think that's the first step.
Right.
Is just to play with some numbers, write down some things, what gets you excited, because you've got to be really clear about it and you've got to get excited about it. Those are the two key things to eventually achieving that goal.
Right. And when you're asking when you're setting these goals, it seems as though you start asking yourself better questions on how can you actually get there. So it's fine that you don't know right off the bat how to get there.
You shouldn't know how to get there, right? Because if you know how to get there, that means you've done it before.
Right.
So part of this whole thing is learning how to get there, learning the process, dealing with your own personal development and becoming a person that you've never become before in a good way,
right?
In a good way, thinking a little bit different, training our mind to think different. So that's all part of the process that, again, the neat thing is I look back at my life and say, wow, look at where I was how many years ago and look at where I am today because of goal setting. That's the cool thing about it.
And I was reading a book and it was talking about how you can increase your happiness as a human being. And a lot of the, you can't necessarily, you have no control over how long we're on this planet, but you can try to help train your brain to achieve more happiness throughout your life. And part of that was the same thing going, well, when you the other thing that they talked about when you're setting goals is you get into this zen spot as you are, you know, working towards something, and you know this spot of a freedom and emotional growth of, wow, look at what I'm doing. But you can't do that unless you stretch yourself,
right? And you know, so this is a good point. So how long how many days, let's say you thought about a goal, you wrote it down in the present tense, right? Mm-hmm. And do you know it takes about 25 days to get in the zen?
Right.
To get in that mind frame where now you're starting to see it.
Yes.
So don't think because you wrote it down 3 days in a row that all of a sudden, oh, I'm here.
No. Right. Uh-huh.
So that's a really good point. It takes time to get there. It takes consistency. It takes discipline. It takes motivation,
right,
energy to get there. And the happiness comes from the journey and the achievement eventually,
right,
of that.
Because I think that sometimes you'll hear those stories, like if you're watching an interview with someone and they seem as though they miraculously got to some certain particular achievement. And they often say, no, I've been working on this for 5 years, or this is something that I've been thinking for the
20
last
years.
20 years.
Or,
right, exactly. It's very rare that they go, oh, yeah, last week I decided I was going to do X and now I'm here. It's usually not the case.
Or look at business owners, right?
Right.
I look at business owners and you think, all of a sudden this business popped up in a store and it's a nice brand, but then you do a little research on it and actually it might have been around for 20, 30 years and it took that long for it to come up to speed and get into a store.
Right.
So it takes time. Be patient. Give yourself time to fail, right? Mm-hmm. Be okay with that. Don't beat yourself up. Life in the process is about going through the ups and downs, but yet doing what you can to stay on the course through our daily focus.
Right. There's a movie that my son and I used to watch a lot called Meet the Robinsons, and there's a scene in that movie where they're like the main character tries to do something and he fails and the whole family cheers. They're like, you failed, you know, and it's like, that means you tried. And he's like, oh, I'm a loser. And they're like, no, that's great that you failed. And it's very difficult for us as human beings to go, no, that's that, you know,
it's okay.
It's sad. You know, you can have your moment of sadness, but it's okay.
It's
right.
Okay.
It's all right.
And sometimes you have to shift. You start with a goal, you write it down for 20 days or 25 days, and that doesn't do anything for you. So you might have to tweak it a little bit or shift or get rid of that one and start another one. And again, that's all part of it. But I encourage you today, write something down. Sheet of paper, just grab anything.
Right.
Write it down, because remember, only 3% of everyone actually writes down their goals.
Right.
They think, okay, it's in my head. It's going to happen because it's in my head. No, probably not. I mean, that's good, but it's the process of having something flow through you onto paper that adds another level of that achievement.
Right. Plus, it's a great reminder of, oh, wait, I do have that as a goal. Because there's lots of things that live in my brain and all they do is just keep me up at night. Because I don't think about them until I should be sleeping. And it's like, okay, you don't have to think about that now. It's already put out there. It's fine.
Right.
It's fine. So let's start going through a list of some of these possible financial goals that we encourage people. Because maybe they just need some place to start, doing these goals.
And these are some examples. But I would also, if you've achieved them already, then make sure it's something you haven't achieved before, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
So one is a 3 to 6 months of liquidity.
Right.
Could be in savings, could be more than that. It could be some money in your savings, some money in a liquid fund of some kind for unexpected types of things. It could be maybe for a house down the road, too.
Mm-hmm.
So just to have accessible liquid money. Another one is savings in a midterm account. So some people have money in savings, but maybe for 1 to 5 years out or 1 to 10 year goals, that could be another account. Maybe you want $200,000-$300,000. Maybe you want to buy a cabin or something.
Right.
That would be a great account to put money in monthly and to set a goal.
Right.
As to how much you want in that account. Long term, again, is more retirement. Some people, it could be, you know, maybe you're saving for retirement, but your goal, if you know your numbers for retirement and how much you need, and maybe you're retired already,
right,
and you just want to continue to increase your balance sheet too. And you want to stretch and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but this is my goal out there. So it could be a short-term, midterm, long-term goal.
Right.
And it could be buying something.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never bought this before, and this is something that's very important to me. So find out how much it is.
Yes.
And again, you don't have to know how you're going to do it, but just get the details of it first.
Right.
And then write it down and see if that gets you, put some energy toward it and see if it's an exciting goal for you. Because you got to have the excitement there. Some people have never set a budget, so maybe it could be exciting just to set a budget.
Right.
I know as people want to achieve financial goals, being budget-oriented might be good because then you know how much you can spend, how much you can put toward.
Absolutely.
Or how much more you want to put toward a certain goal.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Some people don't have the life insurance that they want.
Right.
So that could be... That could be an important goal as well.
Right.
And those are goals. Maybe they get you excited. Maybe they don't. They might be able to be achieved pretty quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on to
Your next one?
What the next one is, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some people, being debt-free is a goal, and we always encourage that, including a house.
Right.
So, again, that could be a goal, and you don't know how you're going to do it, but it's a goal that we want to achieve together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement goal. I've met so many more people that just want to retire. It doesn't have to be 59 and a half.
Right.
Or 65 or 67. It could be 55.
Right.
It could be 50. You know, setting some of your retirement goals, maybe an age, maybe a pot of money that you want. So those can be good goals. For some people, maybe they've never put a will together,
right?
Power of attorney. Again, those are short-term goals. I get excited about that because I know things are set up, right?
Yes.
Sometimes we go to bed at night and these things go in our head.
Mm-hmm.
But again, write them down, get them done. There's nothing like the present moment to get some of those things achieved.
Exactly. So when we come back, we're going to give you some final tips on how you can do some goal setting as we move into 2022. You also can be part of the show. We'll be happy to take your call. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from Clear Step Financial on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. We have been giving you some great advice on goal setting, courtesy of my friend Carla from Clear Step Financial. So what is that article that you have over there now, Carla? What are we looking at?
This is kind of neat. And again, I, with our team, I do a lot of goal setting. I know Cassandra and I both do. We train on it. We teach on it because it's something that's so important in life, and it really helps you achieve things that you never thought that you'd ever be able to achieve in life. So a couple of the key pieces, these would probably be good to write down if anyone, you know, if you're really serious about the whole process of achieving again, what are the outcomes? The outcomes are feeling good in life, creating some happiness, creating goals and achievements that you never thought you could.
And if you're someplace right now where you can't write it down, make sure you can get this episode and previous episodes at podcast. Yeah. So you can listen back to it. Just go to mytalk1071.com, use the keyword health and wealth, and this will pop up. So let's go ahead and go through these. I'm very excited.
Some goals here. So five golden rules of goal setting, right? The first one is set goals that motivate you. It's got to get you excited. I always say the clarity of thinking. Okay, be real clear about what you want to achieve and add excitement and energy to it, which is number one here about make sure they motivate you. Add that energy. Get excited about it every day, five times a day. Just spend a couple minutes of your day and really focus on achieving, seeing yourself already in the spot of achievement.
Right.
That's the key. That equals your result. So it's an equation, right? Your clarity of thinking, what you want to achieve, plus your energy equal your results. You will achieve it. It's not a matter of when. I mean, it is, I guess, when, but it's not a matter of if. It's when you will achieve it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You will achieve your goal as long as it is achievable, right? You can't take something that's totally not achievable.
Right.
But we're not
saying that my goal is I'm going to build a mini mansion on Mars, you know, kind of thing. Like
correct.
That's why. Exactly.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also you want to make sure you know why you want to achieve it. It's got to be something important to you. Maybe you spend a few minutes as to, well, I want to donate money somewhere, right?
Yes.
That could be a goal of yours based on your values. And that really gets you excited. Well, write down why. Why do you want to do that? What could that be about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two is just some SMART goals. What is a SMART goal?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So look at the acronym SMART.
Mm-hmm.
So S stands for specific, like we talked about, clear, be really clear. M is measurable.
Right.
You've got to be able to measure it. Like it could be a dollar amount. It could be, again, something you can see on paper, measurable. It could be a house. It could be something measurable. A is attainable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got, like you said, it can't be, okay, I want to buy a house on Mars.
Right. It just
doesn't exist.
Right. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be something you can attain.
Mm-hmm.
You may not believe it, but you could.
Right. Right? Exactly.
We, mm-hmm. we don't have to believe it right away. It takes about 25 days of thinking about it before we believe it. Relevant is mm-hmm. something that's important to us, right?
Right.
So that's why it's important. Write down why is it important?
Right. And it's also it's your goal, not a goal that somebody else should have for you. Because it might be, you might write down, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. But if you don't really think you need to lose 10 pounds, you just think other people think you should do it, then that's not a good goal for you. You
good.
Know,
yep. yeah, mm-hmm. good. And let's rephrase that again, right?
Right?
So
mm-hmm.
So instead of saying I am going to lose 10 pounds, I weigh this amount,
right?
Mm-hmm. Because again, our mind doesn't go in the future, it's in the present. So I weigh this amount.
Mm-hmm.
I have this amount in my savings. I have this amount in my retirement,
right?
And you may be at 200,000 and your goal is a million. So I have $1 million in my retirement or my savings account in the present tense. So going back to that present tense there. And put some kind of time frame on it. It just gives us a deadline. It doesn't mean it has to be achieved in that time frame, but mm-hmm. it's an important piece of the goal setting, just so that in our minds we get excited about it. Otherwise it could be 30 years and you may never get excited about it. So we have to have that deadline
some
there.
Some sense of urgency. A wee bit of urgency.
Oh, mm-hmm. Just a wee bit.
Right, exactly.
And then what happens is when we have a little bit of urgency, we get a little bit more excited about it. Right? Because it could happen sooner than what we think. So
right. I told myself, not counting my house, I know that this is eventually on my list as well, but I wanted to be out of debt by the time I hit 50. And I mistakenly thought I was a year older for a whole year. And so I'm a lot farther along than I was.
Surprise, I was
cruising. I was all like, oh, you got to hurry up and do this. And it's like, oh, wait, I got a whole extra year to get that done. Good for me. You know,
it
is just good to, you know, even if it's not a, this is tomorrow, you can have, this is what I'm due by tomorrow, but you can go, this is what I'm due over the next 2 years.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really mm-hmm. cool. Writing them down is so important. Again, just write it down on a sheet of paper, write it down in a notebook, get yourself a real, you know, I have it's a leather bound notebook
mm-hmm.
with pages in it. And so I write a lot of different things down every year in there. And it's something that I cherish.
Yes.
It's an important piece for me. So whatever type of writing down, just write it down. Write mm-hmm. it down in the present tense and you'd be amazed. All of a sudden now when you write it down, you're in that top 3% of all people that write down their goals. It's
Carla,
pretty cool. It just shifts you right into it.
Where do people normally, like we just talked about writing it down. Is there a certain pitfalls where people, when in their goal setting, they often fall off the track in a certain place?
We can write it down today and tomorrow we already forgot about it.
Right. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's that discipline of mm-hmm. really of taking the time and making a commitment and being disciplined about it.
Right.
And you don't have to. These are just all ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone makes their own decisions on what goals are important to them, what they want to achieve. Gosh, I talk to some young people about even their relationships out there, who they want to be with.
Yes.
Right? These are so important to write down the top qualities that you want in a person. Write it down. This is not about finance. This is about our whole entire life and what we're looking for in life. And again, by writing it down, you're all of a sudden in the top 3% of all people out there. You have a greater chance of achieving that goal than if you don't write it down.
Right.
And I think one of the pitfalls, too, is I'm fine. I think about it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
That mm-hmm. is a pitfall.
Right.
And people don't realize how important it is to writing it down. So.
Right. Well, we are going to encourage everybody to follow these notes. Again, if this is something that we think that you know will benefit somebody else in your life, feel free to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get this copy of the podcast. Go, hey, here's something you can listen to while you're driving, especially this time of year. If you're in the car and you're going someplace, here's something soothing that you can go, oh, okay,
Is this soothing or challenging?
A combination of it. Because mm-hmm. I think when, you know, and when we're giving information like that, it's something that over time will free up mental bandwidth for you. Mm-hmm. Like being able to get into a mindset of the, you know, with once you do the repetition, do all these things, the seems that when you are making these recommendations, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
It does. And you know what happens too is we stretch ourselves. We right. stretch our vision. We stretch our mindset. And you never go back. It's like a rubber band. You stretch it and it never goes back to where it was before.
Right.
Even if you stop doing it, you've stretched your vision and then keep stretching in life. And I think the other key is don't be afraid to fall down.
Right.
We have ups and downs, and it's just so important to start at any time. Not even January 1st. Start today.
Right.
There's no reason. Today is just like any other day, right? Mm-hmm. Start today, and we can make the difference today. And that's that other key is to take action.
Right.
Because what happens is we want to do it. We think about it. We go to bed at night thinking about it.
Right.
But we never do it.
Right. Well, we encourage you to do all of this. Set some goals for yourself. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. Get on that callback list for all the friends from our friends over at ClearStep Financial. Again, go to the website, clearstepfinancial.com, or call them.
Call.
At 651-600-0855. Thanks, Carla. Have
Thanks.
A great
Thank
new,
you.
New year. We'll see
Happy
you in the new year.
Year.